From JMI Wealth, welcome to Friday, Andrew Kelleher.
Yep, morning, Mike.
You as happy as everyone else is?
Happy. Yeah, I pointed out over the last couple of weeks that there seems to be a slight change in sentiment out there. A bit of Christmas cheer seems to be permeating into the business world, and that seems to be evidenced in the latest ANZ New Zealand Business Outlook. It was released yesterday, very simply titled, Happier. It's going to be the happy show this morning, Mike, the happy show. And you know I like this data. It's forward-looking, it's high frequency. So headline business confidence and own activity indicators made double-digit gains in November. So the general business outlook for November was minus 26.4. In October, it was minus 42.4. I mean, it's still not a great level, but certainly, you know, a 16-point improvement. You'll take that. Own activity, strongest read we've seen of that in 2019, rose 17 points from minus 3.5 to plus 13. So more people positive than negative, which is good. Big change in attitudes in retail and agriculture. The retail sector in October was at minus 18.5. It's now at plus 15. So the retailers thinking that things are going to get a bit better. So moved 33 points. Agriculture went from minus 4.9 to plus 25.7. So if we back the truck up a little bit and look at some of the activity indicators, some really significant improvements in employment intentions, profit expectations, investment expectations, also double-digit gains as well. So look, Mike, it's too early to say we've got a trend here, but certainly it seems to be a little bit of a change in sentiment.
Maybe we'll take it.
It will take it. Maybe weaker New Zealand dollar, you know, stronger commodity prices. They're feeding into those ag numbers. Investment intentions in agriculture are still pretty weak, but that change in sentiment, you know, remember farm gate milk price looking reasonably positive. I agree with the authors of this that I don't think we're going to see a recession in New Zealand. I don't think that's going to happen. Who's sang that song? You know, there is no recession in New Zealand. We'd have to. That's.
We don't have time for memory lane here, Andrew. It's just stick with the business news if you wouldn't mind. Now, is this an urban myth? This coffee thing. I mean, how often is the coffee price and it's the end of the world and the coffee bean's gone?
I know. You know? Look, I have to admit to a few weaknesses, Mike. You know, good Chardonnay, good chocolate. And I freely admit that coffee features pretty largely in my life. So by Friday morning, it's becoming a fairly important element of the day. But imagine my concern at the recent move in coffee prices, 25% rise since mid-October. I kid you not. I'm off to the US next week. They charge like wounded bulls for good coffee over there. So goodness knows what the price will be. Look, it fell quite a bit in October. It's bounced back quite sort of savagely, and the issue is lower production in Latin America, and of course global demand is growing. I haven't been able to check this number, but apparently we drink 2 billion cups of coffee a day around the world. So, you know, so coffee exporting, $20 billion industry, but got this problem, 5 years of drought in Honduras. They're the third largest producer of Arabica coffee, so a lot of production coming out of there and is depressed at the moment. We've got a fungus problem as well. It's becoming a bit of an issue. There's a biodiversity problem. 60% of the 124 known species of coffee are on the edge of extinction, and apparently they use those wild coffee strains to keep the main production species healthy. But apparently, I did a bit more digging into this, Mike, to come back to your point. Apparently, Brazil is going to have a record harvest in 2020. So yeah, I think it might be one of these sort of slightly short-term scare issues, maybe in the medium term. We're going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
Lay the numbers on me.
28,164 on the Dow, up 42. And we've got a 13 thing going on today, Mike. The S&P 500 is up 13, 3154. The FTSE 100 down 13, 7416. Or the NASDAQ, 8705, up 57 as well. The Nikkei, 23409, down 29. Shanghai Composite, down 13, 2889. ASX 200, what's it up this morning, Mike? Up 13, 6864. And the NZX 50, 11,207, up 86. As the NZX 50 flirting with the previous highs again. The NZ dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6412 against the US, 0.9479 Aussie, 0.5825 Euro, 0.4967 pounds, 70.23 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $1,455.28, and Brent crude behaving itself, $63.43.
Where are you going to be Monday?
I'm going to be in New Zealand.
No, you're still
at
here.
The end of the week.
Around. Catch up with you then. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it very much. From jmiwealth.co.nz.